This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security says tens of thousands of Afghans have been admitted into the United States since the fall of Kabul, and more are expected as part of an unprecedented evacuation. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told reporters Friday that the United States expects to admit more than 50,000 Afghans. But he suggested the total could be higher because of the U.S. commitment to resettle people to help the American war effort or are particularly vulnerable to Taliban rule. Mayorkas said about 40,000 people have arrived in the United States from the airlift. About 20% are U.S. citizens or permanent residents. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to visit Qatar and Germany next week to hold talks on Afghanistan. Blinken told reporters on Friday at the State Department he will leave on Sunday. He expressed deep gratitude to Qatar, a key hub for the massive U.S. airlift out of Kabul and a first point of landing for thousands of Afghan refugees. The top U.S. diplomat said he will then head to Ramstein U.S. Air Force Base in Germany to thank the U.S. troops and meet with Afghan refugees. Also, Blinken said he will head a virtual 20-nation ministerial meeting on Afghanistan alongside German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas. He said the 20 countries, quote, all have a stake in helping to relocate and resettle Afghans and in holding the Taliban to their commitments. The Taliban have promised to grant safe passage to those Afghans and others who want to leave the country, but many Afghans doubt their credibility. You can find more on all the developments in Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has vowed to toughen anti-terror laws following Friday's knife attack in Auckland by a man who was under police surveillance. The attacker was a Sri Lankan national and a known supporter of Islamic State who stabbed seven people in a supermarket. Three of them are in critical condition. The attacker was shot dead by police. Ardern, who described the stabbings as a terrorist attack, said she expected that changes to the country's counterterrorism legislation would be backed by Parliament by the end of September. The attacker had been arrested a number of times before Friday's incident, but Ardern said every legal avenue to keep him out of the community had been exhausted. A delegation of high-ranking Lebanese ministers visited Damascus Saturday for talks on importing energy via Syria. It was the first such official visit since its civil war broke out 10 years ago. Harsh fuel shortage and power cuts inflicted by Lebanon's economic collapse have paralyzed businesses like restaurants, shops, and industry, as well as vital services like hospitals. Beirut hopes to strike a deal to import gas from Egypt and electricity from Jordan using Syrian infrastructure in the face of U.S. sanctions against the Damascus regime. Lebanese security officials and politicians have made several visits to Syria in recent years, but almost exclusively in a personal capacity or on behalf of political parties that support President Bashar al-Assad's government. Taiwan's cabinet is proposing an increase to its military budget next year to buy and develop modern hardware as Chinese ships and aircraft continue to encroach on the island's waters and airspace. Lawmakers are evaluating the cabinet's request to spend $17 billion next year for equipment such as fighter planes, guided missiles, and drones. The new budget proposal is a response to a surge in Chinese activity near the Taiwanese air defense zone since mid-2020. And U.S. President Joe Biden went Friday to Louisiana to assist the heavy damage Hurricane Ida inflicted there. The president met with the governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, and promised the federal government's support to the people of Louisiana. Ida left about 1 million people without power and 600,000 without clean water. In talking to Louisianans in a walk through the streets of one hard-hit neighborhood, Biden said he'd met many people who did not know the federal government was sending out aid checks to hurricane victims because they haven't had cell phone service since the storm a week ago. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.